restaurant. Didn't you mention you were turned away? You couldn't get a reservation at a restaurant, I understand. Is that correct?
I wonder if I was talking about the Palomar. It was the dance place. It could have been that.
You mean you called for a reservation and they turned you away, or were you
present? I think we were physically present. We were all in a group there, turned away, and then from there we went to Wilshire Bowl. Palomar was at 3rd in Vermont, and Wilshire Bowl was at Wilshire, between Fairfax and La Brea, right near the La Brea Tar Pits.
Yeah, I see.
Call it a supper club, or I don't know.
Supper club, yes. So you were not turned away at any regular restaurant then?
No. Later, we had no trouble with the Chinese renting dance halls, you know, to digress a little bit from the discussion,
mm-hmm.
but it still is, you know, we're talking about discrimination and acceptance and rejection. Our Chinese club had dances every year from 36 on for many years. We were always able to rent nice halls and...
What Chinese club?
The Chinese tennis club.
Yeah,
we talked about
mm-hmm.
it a lot.
Okay.
We always had an annual dance, and there were many other Chinese clubs by then, and we were all able to rent halls. So
mm-hmm.
I think the atmosphere was, environment was much better by wartime or shortly after.
Mm-hmm. What about the involvement in terms of politics? Did you know of any Chinese that were involved in politics in any way, either here or back in China?
Politics. Isn't that strange? I can't recall any. I would say no, if you're talking about strictly politicians.
Mr. Kwan, did most Chinese that you know of live near other Chinese?
Yes, we were in a Chinese neighborhood, and
when?
This was when I was young, 10
uh-huh.
and 11. And in Chinatown, there were all the other Chinese were up there. And that's about the only two groups at that time.
What about in places like Crenshaw?
Oh, no, it was unheard of. People were moving down to about 21st Street. There was a Chinese community there.
Uh-huh.
Where we were was the Chinese produce market, 9th Place and
uh-huh.
10th Street and 11th Street. Then the rest moved down. Maybe there were no more houses, so they moved around 21st on to Adams, around San Pedro Street.
Uh-huh.
That was
previously a white neighborhood?
I don't know. It could be. It could be.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Mexican.
I see. Where would you say that the Chinese started to move out, disperse to other neighborhoods like this one?
I would say more like after the war, the population, as I remember, during the war was still Chinese population, as I recall, was about 7,000 only.
Mm.
And
when?
Right during the war.
Ah.
Because we talked about it once. And so 7,000 could have meant that they moved a little bit west of, shall we say, San Pedro Street and downtown in Chinatown. There were a couple of Chinatowns then, the old Chinatown, new Chinatown, and also China City, but not that many residences there. So I would say after the war, we started, when we had more numbers and had to expand because of finding houses.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when was like the first incidence of a Chinese moving out to neighborhood, a white majority neighborhood? For instance, breaking into an area, so to speak.
Well, I talked about the Leung family, of which Taft Leung is a member. They were at Pico, east of Alvarado, shall I say.
Mm-hmm.
And I considered that away from the Chinese thing. And then there were a number, come to think of it, like the Young family.
When did the Long family move to?
See, they were already there, so since his father was much older than my father, they could have been one of the exceptions or one of the few that moved out beyond the Chinatown in the 9th place and Adam Street, San Pedro boundary, shall we say. And there were also some Chinese on Ira Low Street, which is the Young family. I consider that, shall we say, out of the Chinese area.
So do you know why they did that?
No, I don't. I don't. It could have been that they were better off financially and wanted to be one of the pioneers of moving away from, well, I wouldn't call it a Chinese ghetto, but a Chinese concentration.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not, possibly the areas I was speaking of, San Pedro Street and Produce Market area, the people there were, like my father, already, they were in the produce business,
mm-hmm.
so it was very convenient. And these other people, although Mr. Young was in the produce business too, he moved west several miles, and maybe because he could afford a nice house, and maybe discrimination wasn't that rampant in the...
Was he considered well-off by
I think so. He was a member of our church, and his children, a couple of them were older than I was. In fact, there were probably a number of people older than I was, my children, but... of the Kwans, as I said earlier in the interview, I was probably one of the first, if not the first, Kwan child.
Mm-hmm.
But in answer to your question, there were probably instances of Chinese moving west to streets like Irlo, which are east of Vermont.
Roughly when would you place that, you know, in terms of decades?
I would say in the 20s, in the early 20s.
Mm-hmm. Did you know if they had any trouble getting into those neighborhoods?
No, and actually at that age, you know, I was my teens, I wouldn't be that concerned with social problems.
What if, for instance, the neighborhood changed, if a new ethnic group came in, would other Chinese sort of move with Chinese? In other words, if the Chinese population had decided to go somewhere else to live, would other Chinese pack up and follow the herd?
Not in a mass manner. Unless they were family members and relatives, maybe, but not because of somebody coming in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're answering, however, not at that time, if now, maybe I've noticed in our neighborhood here, some Orientals have moved away because the neighborhood is changing here.
But they move away because they dislike the new neighbors, perhaps, rather than to be with other Chinese.
I think both, because there's a high concentration of Chinese in Monterey Park now.
And they moved over there?
Yes, So. They, in some instances, other Chinese, their children have moved over there. I know some instances there. Henry Wong's family moved over there because to be close to his new grandchild or his son's family.
Mm-hmm.
And also sometimes it's because the house is too big. His two kids are married, so the house is too big for them. So it's a number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned. Year two, and plus the to be near, because of economic necessity.
I see. What about talking about economic necessity, family support in China? Did many Chinese send money back to
yes.
support their relatives?
Yes, I know my mother did. She was always sending $10, $20 or whatever to her nephews or her in-laws.
Every month?
As much as possible. Maybe at the beginning, when I was young, she probably did. But then after that, because my father wasn't doing that well, and we had a lot of young,
uh-huh.
you know, children in our family, you know, brothers and sisters. I was the only boy.
They were her relatives.
Yes, definitely her relatives.
Your father didn't send any money to his relatives.
Not that I remember.
Uh-huh.
It was always her brother. Or her nephew and the children,
mm-hmm.
you know, nephews and nieces, I would say, and maybe aunts
mm-hmm.
and uncles. But I always
did
remember
she always
that.
Continue that until?
Well, yes, even not too many years ago, and she's like, we would get letters from them to another uncle here asking, and then we would send the money through him. Because they figured, this is Gumsan, you know, Gold Mountain, we always have lots of money. And a dollar went a long ways there.
Yeah, that's true. And so she continued to do
as,
that.
As much
are
as
you
she
doing
could. No? I'm not doing that now, but
okay.
I have no contacts now.
With China?
Right.
No direct or close relatives?
No, not to communicate with.
Mm-hmm. I see. What about the depression in Los Angeles? Did it affect you, your family, or people you knew?
I was going to school. I was just out of high school, and it didn't strike me, you know, being a teenager. I didn't notice anything. I didn't notice, you might say, things like apples on sale on street corner, things like that. I was going to school, and we were of very extremely modest means anyway, so it didn't matter. A little less money didn't. It didn't affect us that much. We did not have a high standard of living.
What about other Chinese? Did you observe a change?
I did not observe any change.
I see.
I didn't even know there was a depression, shall we say, except for reading about it.
Oh.
Because it didn't affect me. I was going to school. As long as I had a lunch to go to school, and my father was making a lot of money in the market anyway, and if he was doing badly, it wasn't obvious to me.
I see.
Although, about 3 years after the Depression, shall we say, about 1936 or 7, not for a while, it was the tail end of the Depression. I know he had to sell his produce market and go to work as a cook in a family, as I might have mentioned. So if it hit him that way, it was...
Was it because of the Depression that he sold his business?
It could have been. I know he lost money, he left debts, and then after he passed away, I know my mother had to pay those debts off, like Dr. Bills and other creditors.
He had debts even after he sold his business?
Yes, because my mother was a very good manager, and with the income from, modest income I had from summer jobs, after school jobs, and Saturday jobs, and my sister, a couple of sisters were working by then. They didn't go to school as long as I did. She managed to pay off all the debts. And some of them took years, but we paid them off.
You mentioned your sisters didn't go to school as much as you did. Why? Was there a preference for you to go to school because you're a son and they're not so important?
Well, maybe they felt that the family needed some income. With father...
You're the only son?
Right. I was the only and oldest. And in 1938, father passed away, and I think my sister Emma and Eva were both working by then to help, you know, bring in the family the money.
Mm-hmm.
And
were they partially supporting you for you to go to school?
I would say so, because they agreed. I remember that the family agreed that I should go on and finish my art school.
Mm-hmm.
And he was chopping it off, so I went another year to 39.
To graduate.
To write.
I see.
And that was a nice sacrifice on their part.
Did they all go back to school later, or did they all just get married?
They got married. One already was married. Eva was already married. Then Emma got married, I think, shortly after my father passed away. And
they had no more education beyond high school.
Exactly. However, the subsequent sisters, most of them had college.
Because they were still going to high school at that time.
Right. They were younger, and... I think we, shall we say, were able to have that luxury of letting them go to college.
Did they support themselves when they went to college, or did you support them?
I think that we all, you know, put in a family pot, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them went to UCLA after that.
Yeah, cool. You mean after high school?
Mm-hmm.
In general, do you consider that the Chinese in Los Angeles have done better or worse than the average population?
done better or worse?
In financial.
I would say at least equal. I wouldn't say worse. Now, of course, you're including all levels, aren't you? All groups of Chinese.
Mm-hmm. On the whole.
On the whole, I would say we would have held our own, if you average it all.
Meaning better or the same as the average population?
Definitely not worse. I would say maybe a little bit above the average.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The end of tape 2, side A, of Milton Kwan's interview.